Let's find out what's happening with Jan Vermeulen. He's editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. Hello, Jan Vermeulen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. I'm so sorry that there was a delay in crossing to you. What are the big stories that we can find on mybroadband.co.za this week?
So a big story I worked on at the end of last week was the fact that South Africa basically admitted, not basically admitted, South Africa's security apparatus admitted to conducting mass surveillance on citizens. And how this works in practice is that a bunch of data is collected and stored in much the same way as we've heard the NSA collects bulk data on US citizens. And then after the fact, it's sifted through for foreign intelligence, because you're only supposed to conduct this kind of surveillance on foreign threats. As citizens of the country, we have protections. You can't just gather information on us, you know, without due process. But it turns out that, much like the NSA, a blind eye has been turned to bulk collection of data. And so, this came out in a trial against journalist Sam Sole from Amabugane, regarding the whole spy tape saga. And so the Amabugane took the government to court. The matter is in the High Court, and this was in an answering affidavit in that court case from a bunch of state security agencies and so on. Then another story I worked on is that the South African Reserve Bank is making it difficult for startups to pay their Amazon bills. I don't know if you've seen this, but there is actually a restriction on the maximum amount that you can pay from a credit card on an overseas, on a foreign forex transaction. So that limit is 50,000 rand. And so what startups in South Africa are running into is that as they grow, their Amazon cloud bills naturally grow. And it's actually interesting to see how many in the last few months have started hitting this particular limitation and found out the hard way, as it were, that they can't pay their cloud bill without jumping through tremendous hoops now, either applying for some kind of exemption from the Reserve Bank, which is quite tedious, or having to pay Amazon through a more cumbersome method of payment, so like a Swift transfer. And so that was an interesting story to get in on, and also I think another thing that's making it difficult for South African companies to, you know, compete on the global stage. And certainly that's the feedback we've been getting from small business owners, that these kinds of restrictions from the Reserve Bank are really problematic.
What else are you covering on mybroadband.co.za?
Yeah, so staying with our financial authorities, but moving from the Reserve Bank to SARS, is that the Revenue Service is talking about import-export controls, is slapping people with fines for declaring the wrong country of origin on goods purchased from Amazon. But now here's the kicker, right? You buy something from Amazon, what country do you put down as the country of origin?
Probably USA.
What do you think?
Probably,
yeah,
US.
Right. So it makes perfect sense to put USA down. And then when customs cracks open the box to inspect the goods, they go, oh no, but this is from China. Here, have a penalty of, you know, 16,000 rand.
No.
So because Amazon doesn't inform you what the origin is of the goods shipped from, you know, Amazon in the States. And then when customs does an inspection, you get slapped with a fine. So basically it's going to make it impossible for South Africans to deal with Amazon until Amazon has like an item by item breakdown of country of origin that we can fill in on our forms.
You know, the irony of this is the number of counterfeit goods that come over our borders, Jan, and they get confiscated from people who are trying their very best to make a living, most of them who arrive in the country with nothing but the clothes on their back.
Right.
The whole system is corrupt.
Well, counterfeit goods, I mean, in that...
They should be stopped at the border.
I kind of understand if those goods are being, if there's no other way to get those goods in the country and so on, you know, like I have a tremendous amount of empathy and understanding, but also, you know, the flip side of the coin are the companies that are affected by this, that are also trying to employ people locally and are trying to sell genuine, trying to like provide a genuine channel for goods to the South African market, and are then being undercut by counterfeiters. And so, yeah, the counterfeit goods thing is tricky, and I understand import-export controls are tricky, but it's making it impossible to compete on a global stage as a South African.
100%.
You know, so much so that I've heard a small business owner saying in so many words that it would be irresponsible to incorporate your company in South Africa. Just go to the Seychelles and Mauritius like everyone else.
Wow. Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za, certainly the best tech site in the country. Thank you very, very much for your time. It is always a pleasure to speak to you every week. And thank you for just being so knowledgeable on everything tech.